USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is searching for 15 people who attempted to topple the statue of Andrew Jackson in Lafayette Park near the White House. The FBI in a news release saying they're trying to identify those responsible for vandalizing federal property at the park. A new ABC Ipsos poll released on Friday shows an increase in people fearful getting sick from the coronavirus as several states report an uptick in cases. 76% of Americans say they're concerned with getting sick from the virus, which is up from 69% earlier this month. As the number of cases continues to increase, Dr. Jeanette Neshua tells Fox News, we're also starting to hear more about folks that are being tested.
Every one person that tests positive for COVID, there are 10 undiagnosed patients. So it's really a great challenge to try to manage the transmission of this virus.
Rough day on Wall Street as the Dow was down over 700 points. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump says the American comeback from the ongoing coronavirus outbreak is going well. Hosting a White House meeting on workforce policy, President Trump once again says the virus came from China.
Problem that has about 22 different names, but I'll just call it the plague. But before the plague struck, we had the lowest African-American and Hispanic-American, Asian-American unemployment ever.
The president predicting an economic turnaround and says it's already underway. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is making some big changes to curb a spike in coronavirus cases. Restaurant dining rooms will remain open, but they've been dialed back to 50% capacity. Emily Knight heads the Texas Restaurant Association. She tells NBC News.
This is another setback for a sector that has taken the brunt of this, not only in Texas, but across the entire nation.
Knight also saying she's concerned that many mom-and-pop restaurants won't make it due to the restrictions. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Trump issued an executive order earlier this week authorizing the federal government to arrest anyone who vandalizes or destroys any monument that resides in the United States on federal property. Any individual could face up to 10 years in prison per the Veterans Memorial Preservation Act. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi held a press conference on Thursday. Now, she was not asked about these statues being torn down illegally. Charles Hurd is a writer with the Washington Times. He tells Fox News Democrats should be just as ticked off as Republicans are that these monuments are being pulled down.
Regular Democrat voters outside of the political, you know, power structure or outside in the rest of the country do care about these things, and they're horrified by what they see. I personally have talked to plenty of Democrats, people who do not like Donald Trump, would never vote for him, or at least didn't vote for him in 2016, who are horrified by what they're seeing. You know, this is, you know, we sent a group of troops. You remember the movie Monument? Men, we sent our own troops to go and protect treasures, to protect the cultural heritage of Europe during World War II. These things are not nothing. They are vitally important. They are who we are.
Protesters are planning to topple the Emancipation Memorial on Friday evening. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.